ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
यं यं अर्थं उपादत्ते दुखेन सुखहेतवे तं तं धुनोति भगवान् पुमान् चोच्यति यत् कृते। Whatever is produced by the materialist with great pain for so and labor for so-called happiness, the Supreme Personality as the time factor destroys, and for this reason the conditioned soul laments. Purport: the main function of the time factor, which is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to destroy everything. The materialists in material consciousness are engaged in producing so many things in the name of economic development. They think that by advancing in satisfying the material needs of man, they will be happy. But they forget that everything they have produced will be destroyed in due course of time. From history we can see that there were many powerful empires on the surface of the globe that were constructed with great pain and great perseverance, but in due course of time they have all been destroyed. Still, the foolish materialists cannot understand that they are simply wasting time in producing material necessities which are destined to be vanquished in due course of time. This waste of energy is due to the ignorance of the mass of people who do not know that they are eternal and that they have an eternal engagement also. They do not know that the span of life in a particular type of body is but a flash in the eternal journey. Not knowing this fact, they take the small flash of life to be everything, and they waste time in improving economic conditions. America is a great country in which Los Angeles is a great city. So much development, so wonderfully built up with so many great achievements, so many great personalities, cultural icons in the modern Western world are living here in Los Angeles. What a great civilization. All over the world, people are watching. Will it be Bush or will it be Kerry? Because they know that America is so important. Because of America's mighty industrial, technological, scientific, and military dominance. But according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's all completely useless. Completely useless. Not even slightly meaningful. What does Prabhupada say in Jukha? Wasting time in producing material messages. What can we say? What can we comment about all of this? Simply a waste of time. You've built this big city, big high buildings. Simply a waste of time. Simply a waste of time. This is devastating. This goes, Srimad Bhagavatam goes against everything that modern civilization stands for. Therefore, Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplavo Yasmin Pratishlokam Abadhavatyapi Namanyanantase Yashonkitani Yach Chinvanti Gayanti Grihanti Sadhava. These books which you are distributing in the airports and other places. The Los Angeles Corporation, they should try to stop you distributing these books, by all means. Because they can understand that if these books go on being distributed, there won't be any Los Angeles Corporation to be elected to. There won't be any Los Angeles. Not like this, anyway. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam clearly, piercingly, painfully for the materialist, points out or distinguishes reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. And if we're going to talk about reality, then reality doesn't mean something that comes out of Hollywood, by any means. Reality doesn't mean building big, big buildings which are anyway going to fall down as soon as there's an earthquake. And reality doesn't mean working hard to get money to drive around in a car, or not drive around in a car, get stuck in a traffic jam more likely. Reality doesn't mean to get your face painted with varieties of lipstick, even if it's vegetarian lipstick. It's also nonsense. Not only that non-vegetarian lipstick is nonsense, even vegetarian is also nonsense. It's just vegetarian nonsense, that's all. So, what is reality? People don't know. But this Srimad Bhagavatam is presented to create a revolution in the misdirected lives of a spiritual, sinful population. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in every verse, Prati Shlokam is meant for glorification of the unlimited Supreme Lord. Therefore, persons who are sincere, they will appreciate this. They will accept this. So, what is the revolution? The revolution is that the Srimad Bhagavatam goes against everything the materialists stand for. When we say materialists, it doesn't necessarily mean someone building a big, big apartment block and living. A materialist can also mean someone who goes away to live in the mountain cave. He's also a materialist. If he goes there thinking, I simply want to escape from here, but has no conception of Krishna consciousness. One who goes away to the countryside simply for peace of mind and to live in this harmony with nature, if they also have the idea that I am the enjoyer, I don't like the city, therefore I'll go to the country. People often think that city life is materialistic and country life is somehow or other spiritual, but there's nothing inherently spiritual in it. If the same basic attitude is there, Ishvaraham aham bhogi, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. I don't like city life, therefore I shall go to the country. That's also materialistic. People don't know what spiritual life is. They mistake spiritual life to be to give up the endeavor for gross materialistic aggrandizement. But any kind of material situation, if we think I shall be happy, I shall enjoy myself, I will be more peaceful in this situation, it's all material, because material means not to act in our constitutional spiritual position of servants of Krishna. People don't know this. Even people who are repelled by the gross materialism of these big cities, and thus they go away to the country to live a more simple life. If they don't know about, if they don't have this information of Krishna, then they can't understand what spiritual life is at all. And that we see in the modern age, there's all this new age in which people are making some attempt to be spiritual, but they can't actually. It's like trying to fire a rocket, but they don't have enough strength to get out of the Earth's gravitational pull. They have to, you try to get yourself out, but you just come back again. So any endeavors to be spiritual without knowledge of Krishna are doomed to failure, because spiritual means to understand that we are eternal parts and parcels of Krishna. There's no other meaning to spiritual life but this. Now, people may protest that also. Well, this sounds like your dogmatism. But no, this is simply the fact of spiritual life. There is spiritual reality. It's spiritual life doesn't mean that we imagine ourselves to be merging into some kind of cosmic vibrations or something like this. But what actually is spiritual? There should be some clear understanding of this. Material life means illusion. So, spiritual life means that there should not be anything unclear. Everything should be clear. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives that knowledge. That spiritual means Satchit Ananda. Satchit Anandamai. Ishvara Paramakrishna satit ananda vigraha anadir adir govinda sarva karana karanam. Simply to, if people can have some insights into this, then their life will change. To understand Ishvara, Parama, Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not the controller. He is the controller. We cannot control. Our endeavors to control are futile. So many people, they're trying to control their life so they don't die. Therefore, they're doing exercises and they want to take antioxidants into their body. But they don't know that you can eat only antioxidants alone and still you will die. There's no cure for death because the Supreme Lord in the form of time is waiting to take you away. When your time is up, you can drink a whole gallon of antioxidants, but it's no antidote for Yamaraj. So time is there. People are trying to escape this, trying to control that I shall not die. But the supreme controller is Krishna. We cannot stand before him. Just like if there's a tornado, there's nothing you can do. You can't stand there and just hold your hands up or it'll just rush over us. So in the same way, the time factor, we cannot overcome it. We are not the controllers. How many times Prabhupada spoke on this? How many times? Prabhupada just emphasized this point. We are not the controllers. The endeavor of modern science, Prabhupada, how many times he said, they're attempting to present themselves as the controller. They cannot control. So this basic point, it's actually very clear if we just examine. But people are in the illusion that we can control by science or by yoga or by antioxidants or whatever. We can control. We cannot control. We are controlled. So simply to understand this point, we are controlled. How are we controlled? Why are we controlled? How can we come into a situation in which we can escape from this nasty material situation? So the impersonalists, they want to escape the control of material nature, but they don't want to surrender to Krishna. So they're just as materialistic as any other materialist. It's the same basic attitude is there. Therefore, aruhya kritrena parang padang tatam patanti ato anadrita yushmada angraya. Because they fail to worship Krishna's lotus feet, they must come back to the material atmosphere because they never escaped it. The so-called liberation of the impersonalists is simply, they think they're liberated, vimuktimani. They consider themselves liberated, but they're not, because the same basic attitude of envy of Krishna is there. So Krishna consciousness just means this little adjustment in consciousness. It's a complete revolution. Because now we're in the viparita buddhi, bhayam dvitiya bhinivesita syat, ishada peta syat viparya smriti. We're now in the opposite consciousness of our constitutional consciousness. Instead of thinking, I am the servant of Krishna, we are thinking, I am the Lord of all that I survey. So this consciousness, if it is changed, then we can understand that it is very pleasant to be the servant of Krishna. We are thinking it is very unpleasant to be the, I should not be the servant of anyone. I should be the boss. Everyone should listen to me. But to be the servant of Krishna is our natural position. As long as we're trying to be the controller, then we have to make others fear us. That's how it works in the material world. But concomitantly, we are afraid. Whoever is trying to control others is always afraid that they'll come up and stab him from behind or make some group and oust him. So the whole condition of the material world is one of fear. But if we can simply understand that we have our eternal shelter, we don't have to die. The Krishna consciousness, we can distribute these books. These books, they're better than any antioxidant because they teach you how not to die. You can learn how not to die. One time Prabhupada was asked this, what is the value of this chanting Hare Krishna? Challenged. Prabhupada answered that it stops death. So actually that's the fact. Yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. Of course this body, it will not last. It is destined to fall down. But when we understand that we are not the body, then we won't be so much concerned to maintain this body. We understand it's not me anyway. Vasamsi jirnani yatavihaya jirnani. What is that? How does it go? Vasamsi jirnani yatavihaya navani grihnati naroparani tato shirirani vihaya jirnani anyani sangyati navani dehi. So just like your clothes get old, you throw them out, get new ones. So the body gets old and it goes. But I am eternal spirit soul. When we simply understand this, then we don't die. This is the formula to stop death. We understand I'm eternal spirit soul, and I am the servant of Krishna, who is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, and like him, I am also eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. I just have to understand this by understanding this simple point, that I am meant to serve Krishna. I'm not meant to be a competitor of Krishna. It is a foolish endeavor. Everything the materialists do is foolish. Even the Harvard, Yale, PhD degree, this means certificate of highly sophisticated foolishness. That's all. Actually, we say madman. Probably everyone's a madman. But the madman who's what we would call actually mad, the people who are not mad, they're more mad. Because the madman's just a madman, right? But those who are making economic development, building big buildings, getting university degrees and having discussions on TV how to solve this problem and that problem, they're more mad because they're trying to make sanity out of the madness. They're considering that, yes, we have to do this and we have to do that, and they're trying to make some order out of a situation which is totally insane. That we're here trying to be happy, but we can't be happy because we all have to die. We can't be, even if we think I'll be happy in the meantime. Alright, I may have to die 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Let me be happy in the meantime, but then no one's happy either. So it's totally insane, just in case you haven't noticed. That example, how can we be happy in a world where we have to die? Just like if someone's on death row, that you're said, tomorrow morning you will hang. Or if you like, we'll be nice to you. We'll let you choose. Do you want to be injected with poison or electric chair or hung? What would you like? You can choose. You see, we're very fair in this country, so you can choose how you like to die. So the night before, what would you like to eat? Anything you like to eat, we'll get it for you. Lobsters, shrimps, whatever. Whatever you like to eat, except humans, we'll provide it. Any meal, you can order from any restaurant. And what are you going to eat? And you know that it's not even going to get out the other side, because the digestion process won't finish by the time you get frazzled or hung or whatever. So how can you enjoy? Kim sukham martya dhaminam? Again and again this question is asked in the 6th chapter, the Narad Muni preaching to the Haryashvas. Where is the happiness in the world of death? How can we be happy when we have to die? But still people are trying to be happy. This is the madness. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives the information of reality. We are eternal happy beings. We're meant to be happy. But there's no happiness in this material world. Barking up the wrong tree, and then another tree, and then another tree. 84 lakh species of trees. Means 8,400,000 kinds of endeavor to be happy, and every one of them is wrong. And then we try again. Well, maybe I should try being a cockroach again. Maybe I should try being a dinosaur again. There are still dinosaurs. I mean, nothing's extinct. It's one of the things Prabhupada said. Nothing's extinct. It's still there. If it was there, it's still there. Just you didn't see it, that's all. So, Krishna Conscious Movement is a revolution in consciousness, how we can actually be happy. It's giving the, how we can not die, how we can be happy. Why should people not take to this? What is the answer? Because in Prabhupada's terms, actually in Krishna's terms, all fools and rascals. Because we're so much attached that I shall be happy on my own terms, that I shall be the controller, I shall be the enjoyer. But it is not possible. We are not writing the script. Krishna is writing the script. We cannot be God. So you may think, well, why not? Because it's not. There's no democracy in this matter. You can't vote yourself into the position of God. He is eternally in that position, but that is not an exploitive condition. We are envious of Krishna. We want to exploit everything, and we are envious of Krishna because He is the controller. But He is the controller, but He is not exploiting. He is a beneficent dictator. Everything He does is for the benefit of others. Now this also, materialistic people, they can't understand. They think if God is there, then why is there suffering? He doesn't say, here it's described, God is the destroyer in the form of time. Why is that? That doesn't seem very nice. But that is actually His mercy. Because everything that we're creating for our own enjoyment, it is simply giving us suffering. So He very kindly terminates this phase of suffering and lets us go on to another phase of suffering until we can understand this simple fact. Jeev Krishna Das Ibishas Koraleta Ardukhanai. That we are the servant, we are eternal Jiva, we are the servant of Krishna. We simply have to understand this and all unhappiness finished. We can give a one-line formula how to end all unhappiness. There's no need to read millions of books about, you know, self-improvement books and how to be a one-minute manager and the seven habits and this and that. No need of all this. How to win friends and... No need. We simply have to understand, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. If we understand this, Yasmin Vigyati Sarvam Etam Vigyatam Bhavati. By understanding this one simple fact, that I am not this body, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, who is our beneficent Lord. By taking shelter of Him, all problems are solved. Prabhupada wanted to show that, how all problems are solved simply by taking to Krishna consciousness. By one endeavor, all problems are solved. So isn't this, you see, they're spending millions of dollars in making research into, they have so many teams, they do so much research with scientific studies, how to solve this problem and that problem, and for all their millions of dollars in research, the problems just keep increasing. So we have a very simple formula, that simply we take to Krishna consciousness, all problems solved. Just like they were asking Prabhupada, well, what about the petrol problem? How can we solve the petrol problem? Now at that time there was considered shortage of oil, and now again we have a petrol problem, and it's turned into a war problem. Because to get that oil, they have to go off to Iraq and in the name of peace and justice civilize them so that we can get their oil. So, how to solve the petrol problem? It's very simple. Don't use petrol. And there's no petrol problem. You don't need this. You don't need all this big civilization running here and there. Dog runs on four legs, we run on four wheels. No need. Whatever physical necessities are there, by the grace of God, in most of the world, that can be fulfilled locally. Food, clothing and shelter, these are the basic necessities of the physical body, and they're all fulfilled locally. So no need to run around on four wheels, no need for petrol. So like this, all problems can be solved by Krishna consciousness. It's not a utopian idea. It is, if we see, if we simply understand these facts, consider what is being presented here in Shastra, that the endeavors of the materialist, they must lead to dissatisfaction and death. So at least we can say, why not try Krishna consciousness? You've tried so many other things for so many thousands of years, and in the name of civilization, simply distress. No clear knowledge, what is the purpose of life? No one is happy. So why not try Krishna consciousness? At least individually, we can see what difference it makes in our life. If we, who is getting up 3 o'clock in the morning and dancing with no intoxication? Every day. Why? Well, there could be different hypotheses. What do the psychologists say? Well, either you're crazy or there's something real to it. And if you're doing it for 30 years and running businesses too, I mean, that's really American, right? I mean, any American would think that that's a sign of a well-adjusted person to bring in money. So, bringing in money and dancing early in the morning. What's the dancing for? I can understand bringing in the money. But what's this dancing? The dancing is the transcendental bliss of Krishna consciousness. And the making money, what's that for? All for Krishna. Not a penny for ourselves. That's how to be happy. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving this knowledge. The whole society needs a little tweaking, little changing. Everyone should simply understand, we are meant to serve Krishna. Everyone wants to make themselves very big, but we can simply understand, I am very small. Just to understand this, I'm very small. Krishna is very great. I'm His eternal servant. Let me serve Him. That's all we have to understand. Very simple. Then our life will be perfect in all respects. We'll be happy, and the whole society can be blissful. What's wrong with these people in Los Angeles? Why aren't they getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and chanting in Mangalati? What's wrong? They're all in Maya. You have to tell them that you have your nice apartment on the 125th story with various artifacts from all over the world. It costs millions of dollars to put together, with air conditioning and walk-in fridges, and all completely useless. Just chant Hare Krishna. Does it sound simplistic? Well, it is. Krishna consciousness is very simple. Modern society is very complex. We simply make our life complex in so many different ways, but we never find that pot at the end of the rainbow. That idea, we see the rainbow and we think there should be a pot of gold at the end. So modern civilization is like that. They're searching for something which they think might be there, but it's not there, which is called happiness in material life. It doesn't exist. So it is revolution, because the whole of this modern civilization is based on the premise that we can be happy by enjoying our senses, and therefore we should make so much endeavor in so many ways to enjoy our senses. And in Krishna consciousness we say, don't try to enjoy your senses, just try to serve Krishna's senses, and automatically we'll be happy. And it works. And the evidence is here. Bring the sociologists, let them come here 4:30 every morning and see. This is the evidence. We have scientific evidence that it works. Hare Krishna. Stop. I think we're supposed to stop now, is it? Anyway, it's all very simple. You've all heard it before, I hope. And you definitely have heard it before, otherwise you wouldn't be here now. But we need to hear that, we need to hear again and again, because that tendency is there. Maya is very strong. So we may think, well, maybe there is something to enjoy. Maybe I'll just try it out a little bit. Very dangerous. This section of Bhagavatam is very good to read again and again. How material life simply is the cause of great distress, and therefore we should take to Krishna consciousness. This is most inspiring to read this. Then when we read this, we think that Yes, this is for preachers, this is a great inspiration. Actually, the first big book I ever distributed, I read that someone, a devotee, I hadn't read any of the Bhagavatam, devotee showed me this, and when I read this chapter, I thought, I've got to give this to someone. So that's the inspiration. To see people are suffering. Lokasya janato vidvans chakre sattvata samvitam. That people are suffering. They don't know how they're suffering in material life. But therefore, Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam to give people knowledge of our real necessity, which is to understand Krishna. So this is a great base for Srila Prabhupada's book distribution. Is very inspiring for me to come in to the airport, and I was wandering around a bit trying to find some airline office, and in the course of about 15 minutes we came across no less than 5 book distributors, and that wasn't all of them, because I didn't see Bhagavatam people. So that's very inspiring to see this. This is a historical place. There's a sense of transcendental history here, because Prabhupada came here and he made this his world headquarters. But it's not just history. It's not that we're just, it's not a museum. It's living. Living spiritual life is here. Shavastra was telling me that they made some survey. People are coming to Govinda's restaurant mostly for the spiritual atmosphere. So what that spiritual atmosphere comes by lots of kirtan, regular discussion of this spiritual knowledge, and most important, that spirit of dedication to Krishna. That is spiritual. That is what makes the spiritual atmosphere. This spirit of dedication, that we're all here together to serve Krishna. We're not here for any mundane personal benefit, but we're all here to serve Krishna. And that's how this book distribution can go on and on and on and on, with that spirit of dedication, that we have to do this, we have to serve Krishna, we have to serve Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
Maharaj, thank you very much for the wonderful, inspiring class. I would just like to make one point that you gave a strong emphasis to one aspect of Srila Prabhupada's. You gave a strong emphasis to one aspect of Srila Prabhupada's teaching from the Vedas. The emphasis that this material world and trying to obtain sense pleasure in the material world can only lead to misery and suffering, and a disillusionment ultimately, which is fine. But there was also another emphasis, a balance, another side that Srila Prabhupada would often emphasize. He also said that in spite of the fact that this material world is a place of suffering, it's a place of misery, try to get out of it as fast as you can through the chanting of Hare Krishna and serving of Krishna. He also mentioned that we could also utilize many of the aspects of the material world for that purpose of getting out, and also for that purpose of sharing Krishna consciousness with others. For example, he mentioned airplanes that could be used, as Srila Prabhupada himself traveled 17 times around the world. And while, yes, we don't say that airplanes are the end-all and be-all of happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction, nonetheless, airplanes can be used to spread Krishna consciousness, just as you yourself have come here and utilized it. Cars can be used, and while, yes, the motors and the fumes and all of these things pollute the world and they pollute the consciousness, nonetheless, while we are still here, we can use them to spread and share Krishna consciousness with as many people as possible. This is not to say that we are idolizing these objects of the world, but nonetheless, we can use them as yukta vairagya, make them, Krishnaize them, and in so Krishnaizing them, we become more Krishna conscious, and ultimately, we can bring others back home back to Godhead, and ourselves go back home back to Godhead. So I'm simply wanting to present the other angle of vision which exists with respect
Thank you.
To that. And sorry for taking so much time.
Now, I just emphasize this side because this is the verse in purport. I was following what particular emphasis was given in this verse in purport. There's another. Yeah, there's someone. You can tell.
How does the living entity within you, how do you feel your living entity? Is it possible to feel the living entity in a separate form from the body? Like, is there a possible way to like search from within where the soul lies, or like, you know, like how is there a way that you can feel the soul in a sense of like seeing as though we are not the body, and
yeah,
we are in this material body for only a period of a certain period of time? How is it that we can feel the spiritual soul in a more stronger sense?
Yeah. We can experience that we are spirit soul by following the process of bhakti yoga, or the yoga of devotion, or Krishna consciousness. Because the activity of the soul is to serve Krishna, we can start to do this even here and now in this material world by utilizing these bodies in the service of Krishna. And by doing so, we experience that we are not the body, but that we are spirit soul. Because that is the experience of the soul, that is the activity of the soul, to serve Krishna. So when we start to serve Krishna according to the process of bhakti yoga, which means hearing about Krishna, chanting his names, remembering him, engaging in deity worship, there are so many services for Krishna. And when we do this with the consciousness that I am not the body, but I am the soul, the servant of Krishna, then we actually experience how we're the soul. It's very practical, yeah.
I'd like to counter Amabhaka's point on the cut. I think the big problem isn't the fact that you use everything as you could realize. If you serve Krishna, you're utilizing everything in service anyways. But for me, my problem is when a person can't maintain the material items, and it becomes a problem. It's like you have one person who has a car, he knows how to maintain it perfectly, inside and out. And then you put that same car in someone else's hand, right? And he pollutes the air and the atmosphere. So one person is using the car properly, like you say, you could be around it, but then the other person is not. And there's so many times that the people who create these products, right, they make money on it, and then they just abandon the product, right? And then it falls into all these other corrupt people's hands, and it becomes a bigger problem. And that's when it becomes a global problem, and that's when I feel it's a bigger problem.
Yeah, well, anyway, you can jump in your cars and go to the airport and distribute the books. But that Prabhupada, he used this example of using the axe to cut the tree. So the axe handle is made with wood. So in the same way, you can use these things, but ultimately we want to bring people to a more sane way of life in which they can live simply and chant Hare Krishna. So we should finish there. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Jai.